You are listening to I Am Alive and Have Defeated All Darkness and Hell, a true story by Monica Ek, read by me, Stephanie Timar. I dedicate this book to my son and my grandchildren with the hope that one day they will understand why things turned out the way they did. I know I have failed as a parent by letting my son down time and time again over the years. The tragic experiences I was part of growing up has sadly contributed to him also having to suffer during his childhood. My son had to go through things that a child should never have to experience. I take full responsibility for everything that he went through because of my weaknesses, my lack of self-esteem, as well as my fear of being abandoned and alone. I am deeply sorry for the suffering this caused him, and I have grieved a lot because of it. Forgive me, my son, for all your suffering. To my readers, my hope is that you who read this will understand that you can cope with anything bad in life and move on. Nothing is easy. It can take years of processing. But if you are currently going through darkness and difficulties or suffering from events you were previously exposed to, I want to give you hope and a guiding light in the darkness. Never ever give up. I have learned over the years that the biggest and most important thing in life is to be able to forgive. The day you can forgive the struggles you have been exposed to, your path to freedom and inner peace can begin. Reconciliation is possible. Greatest of all is love. Some names and details in the book have been changed to protect the privacy of those depicted. There is an old bench in Humlegården that means very much to me. It exists in reality, and it exists as a metaphor, a place I have traveled to mentally when recreating the story of my life, both during therapy and during the time of writing this book. I have numerous times taken a seat on that bench to remember what happened to me in life, to understand and process. When I sit down on the bench, images and memories appear to me as clearly and distinctly as if they were a movie. There, in the shadow of a large chestnut tree, I met the most fearful of all small children, a frightened girl who tensely held on to me. I loved that girl. I want to comfort her, give her security and hope. That girl is me. I take a seat on the bench. Take a deep breath, close my eyes. Immediately, I see her running towards me. So small and thin, so scared and alone. I open my arms and embrace her, brush the hair away from her face, wipe her tears. I hold the shaking child close to my body, lightly place my lips on her warm head, gently speak with words that become a soothing rhyme. I am with you. I will never leave you, and I love you deeply. With me, you are safe. I will keep you safe, dear little child. The girl holds my neck tight, tight. She cries quietly. She doesn't seem to believe that it's true. No adult has stood by her side through all the hard times. No one wanted to see her pain. Alone, she had to face the darkest hell. Come here, little Monkan, I say. Let us go into the darkness together. I am with you. My mother is 18 years old and has just given birth. The labor was protracted and difficult. All alone, she had to fight through the labor pains. No one was by her side. The handsome, charming slob who is the father of the child is already out of the picture. The mother, who is very young, cries with joy when she gets to hold her daughter in her arms. Her daughter is beautiful, with curly hair and a big smile. A few weeks later, the child's grandfather turns 50. Everyone says that the grandchild...